When you're hurt and broken, maybe what you need most is just to be held. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now, I'm a dad. I have a toddler boy and a baby girl, and thankfully, they like to play together. Unfortunately, my son is obviously much larger than his sister, and he doesn't really quite realize it yet. So that means baby girl gets knocked over quite a bit, usually on accident, and thus she cries many times a day. And when she's upset, she doesn't want her brother anymore. She doesn't want our cats to come near her. She just wants mom or dad to hold her and comfort her. And when you're struggling in your own life, when it gets too intense, when you feel like you're getting knocked over, God will hold you just like that. And we'll read more about that on today's Devo, Held Like a Baby by Emily Acker. It's okay, I've got you. The parent rocks their baby, holding them close. You're okay. How many times have you seen this play out? You hear a young baby crying and then see an adult rocking them or patting them on the back, soothing them. Or you hear a toddler crying and see them looking afraid of everyone around them. They want nothing to do with anybody, except for the one holding them. The toddler puts their face in the shoulder of the adult they know and love and is comforted. Watching interactions like these can help us understand God in a deeper way. When life is too much for us and we feel overwhelmed or scared, God will hold us like a parent holds their young child. When everything around us seems to be falling apart, or we're surrounded by strangers and we don't know what to do, we can turn to God and be held. Like an attentive parent, God knows how to comfort us when things are too intense for us. Like a parent, He loves us. Like a parent, He will hold us and help us through every hard situation we face. You are never alone. In your fear or loneliness, imagine God holding you. Maybe even picture Him patting you on the back or rocking you. When everything is falling apart and everything seems overwhelming, you can bury your face into your Savior's shoulder where He promises love and comfort. He's got you, and everything will be okay. So what are you thinking and feeling after hearing today's Devo? Have you ever heard God called a good father? Have you ever imagined Him as the father of a baby or a toddler? How does this image make you feel? We all have times when we feel overwhelmed or afraid, and it's even worse when it feels like we're on our own. Thankfully, we will never outgrow the arms of God. He wants so badly to be our Father that Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave so we could be adopted as His children. How could knowing that God will hold you make the future seem a little less scary? Have you ever gone through a situation where you were keenly aware that you needed God's help? Were there any ways you noticed God comforting you or helping you through that time? Consider taking a moment to thank Him for this. Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." And dig deeper in your Bible for more in Isaiah 40, verse 11, John 10:27-29, and 2 Corinthians 1:3-7 to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Now, it's August, and you've still got time to jump into the Summer Reading Challenge. So this month's prize pack includes a bonsai tree building set, the hilarious game Taco Cat Goat Cheese Pizza, and the first season of the audio drama Down Gilly Lane from us here at Keys for Kids. So head to unlocked.org/summer to join now, or just, you know, keep reading. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. God won't waste any season in your life, even the hardest ones. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.